Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 8. On today's episode, I want to share with you my top 5 tips to becoming a successful personal trainer. Starting with step number 1. Find your niche, learn as much as possible about that area, and continue to stay relevant. Now, I'll use myself as an example here. When I first started out as a personal trainer, there was 3 areas that I was extremely interested in: nutrition, strength and conditioning, and body composition. Now, obviously that stems back to what I've done so far in my life and in regards to athletic performance, and I've obviously stepped on stage as a physique competitor and whatnot, and that's what really drove me to learn more about these topics. So I would literally sit on the computer or read books and read articles about nutrition, about strength training, hypertrophy, powerlifting, bodybuilding, all these different articles, and I would just continue to read and read and read and learn as much as possible. Now, yes, there was so much stuff that I read that had very little relevance at all, and probably in one way or another negatively impacted my training or my nutrition. But what it did was it taught me a lesson. It helped me learn what worked and what didn't work. I was then able to trial that with my clients, with myself, with my friends, and see what was effective and what I wanted to really do with my career. So starting out as a personal trainer, you have so many options. There's so many avenues to go down. But if you're just a trainer that has no real specific area of expertise or interest, then what's going to attract a client to come towards you? So for myself, as I did mention, obviously nutrition is something I'm massive on, and then obviously strength and conditioning. And what comes with me stepping on stage as a physique competitor is the body composition side of things. So if I have a potential client come into the gym and say to me, look, you know, I want to build some muscle, I need to lose a little bit of body fat, and I struggle with my nutrition, then all of a sudden I go, great, this is what I know about nutrition, this is my experience in hypertrophy work and body composition, and I've done these shows, blah, 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 then it's much, much more likely that I'm going to keep that client, retain that client, and be able to help them achieve their goals. And finally, you need to stay relevant. That means continuing to read blogs and articles on the internet, going to seminars, speaking to other trainers, watching what others are doing around you, because the times are continually changing, and unless you want to get left behind, you need to stay ahead of the game. Step number 2, practice what you preach, market yourself, and produce content for your clients to see. Now, nobody wants to step into the gym and be told what to do by an overweight personal trainer who can't even eat well. Now, I'm not saying you need to train like a professional athlete or look like a bodybuilder or even eat like a nutritionist, but you do need to respect yourself. Show your clients that you are fit and healthy, and show them that you're willing to do what you're asking of them. Now, a great way to increase your client database is to market yourself through social media, whether that be Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube, it really doesn't matter. As long as you're getting your name out there and providing reliable information for your clients, then you are going to be benefiting them in one way or another. Remember, they more than likely don't have the information you do. So something that you may not see as relevant may be extremely important to them, whether that's water intake. It could be something as simple as a setup for a bench press or a squat, something that you or I would take for granted. Give them the help they need, give it to them for free, and they're going to be much more likely to come back and pay you for your services. Step number 3. Really wow your clients by giving them invaluable knowledge and proof of measurable results. Now, it's really hard for a client to want to continue to train with you as a trainer if you can't even show them proof of results. It's all well and good to tell them that they're doing really well, they're looking better, they're training better and whatnot, but if they can't see something on paper or in the mirror through progress photos or on the scales through weight, you know, a linear progression over time, then why would they come back to you? So have measurable results. Record their workouts, record their progress, their weight, their check-ins, how they're feeling, their progress photos. Even if they don't show them to you, you have to give them something to look back on to assure them that they are making progress. Step number 4, networking. I was taught from very early on as a personal trainer the importance of networking, not only for business, but for gaining friends and trust from others. Now, I don't just mean the other gym instructors or your clients or the gym members. It could be businesses around the area or anyone you come in contact with over your career that one day may turn into business or just be a friend. Let me give you an example. You know that cafe you go to every morning to have your latte? I'm sure you're very friendly with all the staff there, you know everybody, you say good day every day, but why not try to get a little bit of business out of them as well? You might make a deal such as every time a customer buys 3 coffees at once, they get a card that allows them to come in and see you for a free 30-minute PT session. If that customer then becomes one of your clients, you then offer that staff member a free PT session as well, or maybe discounted sessions. This obviously has to work both ways, but it's what we like to call cross-referral. This can be extremely beneficial to you and your business. It may not just be the cafe that you go to every morning, it could be a physio or someone that's aligned with health and fitness that's going to work hand in hand with you. You give them clients, they give you clients. More business for you, more business for them. Finally, moving on to step number 5. You need to go above and beyond with your existing clients to show them that you care about them and that they are valued. This may mean remembering their birthdays and giving them a free session, or maybe even buying them a present if they're a really long-term client. Something as simple as giving them a free session after they pay for 10 in a row, or it can be anything as long as they know that they're valued not just as a client but as a person, and that you want to create a friendship with them, they're going to be a lot more likely to stay with you long-term. Finally, I wanted to add one thing. If you're not passionate about being a personal trainer, helping others, getting up early in the morning or getting home late at night, spending long days, doing programs that you're not getting paid for, giving out free content, then you may as well not bother, because it's not an easy job, but it is rewarding. You need to put in the work and you will get the reward. So to quickly go over those 5 points again to becoming a successful personal trainer, 1, find your niche, learn as much as you possibly can and continue to stay relevant. 2, practice what you preach, put in the work and market yourself. Produce content for your clients and maybe potential clients to see. 3, really wow your clients by giving them invaluable knowledge and proof of measurable results. 4, network, network, network. You can never do enough networking. And finally, 5, go above and beyond for your existing clients to show them that you care and that they are valued. I hope you guys have benefited from today's podcast. I know it is a little bit shorter, but I'm still trying to get used to this whole podcasting thing. The audio quality is probably not great, but as long as the content I'm giving you guys is helping you or helping others around you, then I'm cool with that. So if you have any topics that you want me to talk about or you're interested in my online coaching services, please email me at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. And as always, guys, it's been a pleasure and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.